AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Gunfire and explosions were heard this morning in Ukraine's capital city, where President Vladimir Zelensky is pleading for international help. It appears Kyiv is being targeted by Russian forces after a day of fighting that left more than 100 Ukrainians dead. Our Charles Diladesma reports.
Among the signs that the Ukrainian capital is increasingly threatened, the military says a group of Russian spies and saboteurs was seen in a district of Kyiv, about 3 miles north of the city center. Police told people not to exit a subway station because there was gunfire in the area.
There were protests in Russia against the attack on Ukraine. More than 1,700 of the demonstrators have now been detained. In the U.S., relatives are worried about their loved ones in Ukraine's capital. At a rally in Warren, Michigan.
They're scared. My family members that are in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, they don't know how they're going to get out.
President Biden and world leaders hold another virtual strategy meeting today. The CDC is expected to ease its guidance today on mask wearing during the pandemic, making it more local for communities where hospitalizations are high. In Minneapolis, the family of George Floyd is praising the guilty verdicts in the civil rights trial against three of the officers involved in the deadly arrest. But Floyd's brother says this doesn't bring him back.
No matter how many times that I pray at night and I think about my brother 24/7, it still is going to be hard, even though we just had a federal conviction and we already had the state conviction.
Forecasters say the Mid-Atlantic and New England are bracing for icy conditions today and then snowfall. Deaths and injuries are reported after a powerful earthquake hits Indonesia's Sumatra Island. This is AP News. As Russian forces appear on the outskirts of Kyiv, some residents took shelter in subway stations.
People, many families with children, brought their own sleeping bags and blankets, chatting and eating dinner. It was a cheery atmosphere, an escape from the city. Bogdan Voitenko says the subway stations are the only places right now where you can hide in Kyiv. All the other places are terrifying. Anton Mironov feels tired and anxious. He says nobody believed this war would start and they would take Kyiv directly. Mironov says none of this feels real. I don't even know how to relate to it. Some have their luggage, not knowing where the fighting above ground will take them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Russia will not host any more World Cup events organized by the International Ski Federation this winter. The World Ski Body made the announcement after an attempt to hold ski cross races today. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.